Hello, everyone. My name is Michael. I'm a system software engineer at Apple.
Hello, my name is Evan. I'm a compiler engineer on the Swift team at Apple. So, the process of porting a programming language to a new system involves intimate understanding of the internal workings of the language and the system you're porting it to. It also requires a healthy dose of patience for when things inevitably go horribly wrong. You often have to deal with situations where print statements aren't printing and the debugger isn't debugging, so you have to cobble together whatever tools are available on the OS to figure out what's going wrong and fix it. So this is the story of how we danced with the demons and ported Swift to FreeBSD. We'll start with a quick bit of history on previous porting efforts, and then we'll break down the bootstrap that we used to bring up Swift. It's four steps. Then we'll waltz our way through build errors, getting Swift built on FreeBSD. And finally, we'll quick step through the code, squashing bugs as we go. So this isn't the first time that Swift has been ported to FreeBSD. The first porting effort landed in the Swift repository in December of 2015, shortly after Swift was open sourced as part of Swift 2.2. Roughly 6 months later, in May of 2016, the first ports in FreeBSD were landed. And then things went quiet for about 6 years. And without CI support, things kind of bit rotted. So then between 2022 and 2023, 18 commits were published to the Swift repository to revive the build. Now, these efforts were driven by community members. They didn't have backing CI support, and they also didn't get the test suite fully running.